So another question I wanted to ask on Hazrat Musa.
Yes.
You know the incident where he kills a person by accident, and then when he finds out that he is about to be arrested, he decides to
run away.
How do you, you know, how do we explain a situation where, wouldn't it have been better for him if he had stayed and, you know, told his case and defended himself?
Even before he was made a prophet.
That's right.
To give up his life and miss the great chance. He was made a prophet afterwards.
Yes, that's
wasn't
right.
Wasn't he?
Yes. But if he was in the
what
right anyway.
What an unfortunate decision that would have been.
But you know, God would have.
Like somebody being killed before he became a king.
Yes, but this would allow us that, let us say, if we think we haven't done anything wrong and the authorities think we have, then does this mean that we can run away?
If you can, why not? Everybody tries to do that. If he's caught, well, he's caught. But if you are considered, you are sure that you have not committed a crime, and then you try to escape, as far as morality is concerned, you have not committed a wrong. As far as the law is concerned, it would not agree with you. Let it take its normal course. But morally, it would not be a crime to run away from the punishment, from a punishment for an alleged crime which you have not committed. So it's an open game for anybody to play.